News. I am Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
And I am back. I am back. I am back. We are
so
getting
glad.
Joey back. Oh, man. Rough weekend
yeah.
over here for me.
Yeah, Joey was sick, but quickest recovery ever within like 24 hours.
I'm feeling good.
You're still getting a little
dizzy,
like you feel
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you get a little dizzy.
Yeah. We don't know exactly what was going on. I had a really bad headache. Maybe it was a migraine. I don't really know the difference.
2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago, it started and I was really, really dizzy. It felt like, you know, the room was spinning around me, and on top of that, a really bad headache, and yeah, it was not good. It was not fun. I couldn't, you know, I was having trouble like lifting my head. I had to just lay down, and it really sucked. And today, it was still kind of there. I got dizzy a little bit today, but luckily, I have the best nurse in the world taking care of me, and we were in touch with my doctor the whole time too, and
yeah.
he was just. You know, so talking
we're thinking
us through
like
it.
It might be vertigo,
right? Could be,
but because of the dizziness,
right?
So, but we're not sure,
right?
When you have vertigo,
yeah.
it's kind of hard for you to even walk.
Mm.
And you actually felt better when you were walking.
That was something very weird.
So that's weird.
Yeah, when I finally had like the strength to walk, I walked around our apartment just nonstop, and it made me feel so much better. I walked for like an hour in
you
here.
You did.
And it's, at one point, I hopped on the bike.
Yeah, on our stationary bike.
Yeah, and that made me feel better. But the second I got off of it is when I had to lay down. You know, I couldn't lift my head up. So
yeah.
I don't know what was going on. But hopefully it's gone. Hopefully today was the last day of it. And
hopefully this
never happens again. Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully it doesn't have something to do with like your lack of sleep.
Right.
So Joey doesn't really sleep that much. And when you do, it's like you never just close your eyes and then wake up in the morning. You wake up so many times at night.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about this next week with Grace, or
Ooh.
This week coming up with Grace.
That's actually a good little segue. We are so freaking excited. We have a guest coming on. The
yes.
Wednesday show. Some of you may know her.
Grace Smith. She is an amazing internationally known hypnotherapist.
Yep.
You might have seen her on TV on The Doctors, or you might have read her best-selling book. She's amazing. We've known her. We've been friends with her for years.
Yep.
And I am excited to have her on the podcast. So she will be here this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
And she helps people with everything. Mm-hmm. I mean... I was going to go into it, but I'll let her tell the story of how she got into hypnotherapy. But maybe we'll talk to her about sleep and you can try some hypnotherapy sessions and it can help.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm open to it. It's so weird. It's like I'll wake up at whatever time and I'm wide awake. Like I'm not even tired.
So weird.
So I don't know what's going on, but it could be related to technology too. Like staring at screens all day. So I don't know. I'm on it. I'm going to try and figure it out. And
we also have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
This is random, but so we're trying to figure out what is the culprit behind this. And one of the things we thought about, which sounds kind of crazy, but Joey has been using his AirPods a lot.
Yeah.
Like they're in his ears nonstop. He's either like on a call or he's editing something or he's listening to music or while he's writing. So we were thinking you know, the reason I thought this was because my mom brought it up that AirPods are so new and the technology hasn't been out for that long. So, you know, there are people are saying that it could cause something in the long run because they have a different technology. It's different than just having like headphones in your head.
Right.
So anyways, question for our listeners, for you guys that have AirPods, if you use them a lot, do you feel like you've had more headaches than usual?
Yeah, let us know. Or if you deal with anything that it sounds like what I've been describing, let me know because this is like this hasn't happened to me really before. So
yeah,
just trying to figure it all out. But,
pretty much we're asking them like they're doctors.
Yes. But Dr. Ned was taking good care of me. Dr. Ned is the best. And, and I had a great nurse here. So thank you both for healing me back.
Thank you, Ned, if you listen to our podcast.
So I'm back. I'm feeling good right now. That's all that matters. Right now, yeah. I feel fantastic. One more thing to quickly add. I just wanted to thank all of you who reached out to me on social media, who commented on, you did a post about how I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And I saw all your messages. I felt all of your love. So thank you all so much for that. That really meant
a lot.
Thank
you, everybody. You're so sweet.
I was so down too, because I was really excited to record the new Joey's Brain on Friday, and I couldn't do that. And so, but seeing all of you guys, you know, just sending all your love made me feel better. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. We felt it.
Are you ready to dive into some good news?
Yes.
Here we go. The first story was actually sent into us by none other than Kay Solis. Once again, our reporter in the field, Kay Solis. Thank you for sending this in. You made me cry, Kay Solis. So this one got me.
Oh, this is the one.
This one got me. Seniors all over the country are graduating from high school and college without an actual graduation ceremony.
Like, and my little brother.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, high school kids. You know, in high school, you're growing with your classmates. You know, many of them you've been in school with since you were in kindergarten. At least that was the case for me.
Yeah.
So graduation is a big deal for high school kids. It's that final send-off before many are leaving home for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's also a time where you can have these moments with teachers that got you there. And like for me, for example, I had great, great, great moments with teachers at my graduation and in the weeks leading up to graduation. You know, being able to express to them how they inspired me and to thank them for all they did for me, whether they went, you know, above and beyond in different ways. And, you know, this made me think about how these seniors aren't going to have that.
Yeah.
You know, and then with their fellow students, like those final hugs, those final handshakes, and closures that maybe you wanted to get while you were with them. It also gave me the momentum that I needed to carry into the next phase of my life. Well, one high school principal gets that. Tabari Wallace, principal of West Craven High in Vanceboro, North Carolina, said he wanted to make sure his 220 graduating seniors received a send-off that they deserved. So he got in touch with all the teachers and administrators and planned for them to break into groups and surprise every senior with a small parade out front of their homes.
Oh, that's so nice.
In this parade, they would also be presented with a yard sign congratulating them on being part of the class of 2020. And here's what he said to his staff. This gesture is much deserved considering what our seniors have been through over the past 4 years. Hurricanes, floods, ice storms, sharing their school to make room for the displaced JWS babies, no senior cookout, no senior prank, no junior senior weekend, no spring athletics, band and chorus concerts, no spring theater productions, no A-team banquet, no academic award celebration, and a delayed prom and graduation. Yes, they're still having those.
I was about to say, oh no, they're not going to have a prom.
They're having a delayed prom.
Okay.
But none of the other stuff.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking too, the spring of my senior year was a massive part of my high school experience.
Yeah.
The things I got to experience in that final stretch with all these kids I grew up with, you know?
Yeah.
As the school wind down, it was really special. I remember soaking in every day and having these great interactions with, you know, kids who maybe I hadn't talked with in a couple of years, but us both knowing this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just subconsciously, you just make these great memories with them.
Yeah.
And
it's so funny because like, this is so sweet, but it's so different than mine. Like I'm sitting here like listening to this and I'm trying to think like really deep, like, oh yeah, how was mine? I'm like, I cannot remember one thing. I can't remember one teacher because I had such a like.
You moved.
Yeah,
in the
moved, right. And all I wanted to do was get out, and I didn't care.
Right, right.
So it's like it sounds so nice. Like it sounds like a dream. What you're explaining about right. your situation,
but you're not going like, I know, right? all those kids, I miss them dearly.
Like I couldn't name
you.
You
saw like when you came 10. To my when you came to the house I grew up in, and I took out my yearbook. And I could name every single kid.
Joey
I had a graduating class of 600, 700 kids.
I know.
I can name every single one.
It's unbelievable. Joey, I mean, your life And especially like your school life is those of movies because you stayed in the same town
right.
since you were born. I mean, your parents went to the same school. You had teachers that taught your parents right. that. So your experience.
It sounds like a small town. It's not a small town. It's yeah. a big, I'm from a big town, but it's, yeah, it's, I had such a unique experience there.
Yeah.
So this story really hit home to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sitting here like trying, like you're I'm like, trying okay, to
that
think.
That sounds good.
It's, I was like, it sounds amazing.
But I just don't know.
okay, so keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, and those moments that I got to have with my fellow classmates.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the teachers, like yeah. I mentioned
I'm
earlier.
I'm sure it's so emotional too.
And a lot of them taught my parents and a lot mm-hmm. of them were friends with my grandpa. So with these seniors, back to these guys.
Yeah.
These seniors will have something like that. Because the next day, Principal Wallace and his staff went home to home, led by local sheriffs, firefighters, and police officers, presenting each student with a small ceremony that they deserved. As a group, they covered 485 square miles of rural North Carolina and celebrated with dancing, smiling, crying, and laughing seniors all over town.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, and it's a moment that none of them will forget. And it's a bond that they will now have with whatever staff member did this for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to imagine that, you know, certain teachers chose certain students to be the ones to go mm-hmm. to go see. So I hope that they got to have a conversation like I did, you know, during that time. Mm-hmm. But regardless, it's exactly what they needed to send them out of high school.
That is so nice.
Thank you, Kay Solis, for sending that in.
So that's so great. That's so lucky for them, too, that they went to that school that did that because
absolutely
so many schools didn't.
Right, right. And that is going to kick off the theme for this episode.
What is it?
It's teachers.
Okay.
This is a teacher appreciation episode.
I love that.
And the next story is going to keep that theme going, of course, as it's about another high school teacher. This time it's in Madison, Alabama, as Kent Chambers, a math teacher at Bob Jones High School, used his stimulus money to pay for the utility bills of some of his students that he knew needed help.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Kent has been teaching math at that school since 1986 and decided to use $600 to pay for the utility bills of three of his students.
Wow. I wasn't even born.
And he did it anonymously at first, actually. He was paying the bills for these families anonymously, but the story somehow got leaked. I don't know how, through the media. Mm-hmm. And so a family started to find out, you know, that that's why their bills have been showing up paid for. You know, they were getting their bills and it was just showing up as zero balance. And that's because Kent had been paying it and he paid ahead so that it will last them through all of this.
That is so nice of him.
He used the rest of his stimulus payment to donate to the burn center at the Shriners Hospital for Children in Cincinnati because they took really good care of his niece after she was hurt in a house fire. And his wife joined in as well and donated her half of her stimulus to local businesses in their town.
That is such a nice, great story.
They continue to do what teachers do.
I wonder if they have any
kids. Give, give, give. Sorry. That was my ending. Sorry, say that again.
No, I was just gonna say that they're so sweet. I wonder if they have any kids. I'm sure they're amazing parents.
Yeah, I don't have that information. All I do have is they continue to do what teachers do, and that's give, give, and give. And then I found out another principal did it. To complete the teacher special good news episode, Verdi Montgomery, principal of Wiley High School in Dallas, Texas, along with his wife, traveled over 800 miles over 12 days to visit graduating seniors at 636 addresses by themselves.
What?
Yeah. He shared his journey on Facebook, introducing himself and the journey, by saying that he, a 66-year-old fat bald principal and his smoking hot wife, his words, not mine, were hitting the road to track down his students. With the school logo hat on and a matching face mask, he did it. Taking a selfie from short distance with each and every student, as he wrote on Facebook with a post including all of the pictures, "I am excited to have been able to accomplish this mission. There were times I had my doubts that this was a good idea, but getting to see the kids reassured me and motivated me each day, along with the support, encouragement, and navigation heroics of my wife. All I know is that for me, it was something I needed to do. I can't adequately describe the reward it is to get to do this and see these kids in their natural environment." And the students also received a Snickers bar from the principal as a reminder that one day they'd be able to look back on this unusual time and snicker. Nicely done, Principal Verdi Montgomery.
Oh, the principal.
The principal.
That's so great.
And to all of you that may be graduating seniors.
Congratulations!
It is my pleasure to welcome all of you, the community of the Joey and Amanda podcast, to this special graduation ceremony. Especially to the seniors who are here today. Hello, seniors. How are you? Good to see you. You did it. You accomplished a major milestone and graduated high school, college, or whatever you're graduating from. But you didn't do it alone. You did it alongside... Turn that down. You did it alongside the help of classmates, teachers, friends, and family. And they should be recognized for their impact. This is me recognizing for you. You are now opening a new door to a new opportunity in your life. You are now turning a new page to a new chapter. Life is a journey, so don't stop growing, keep learning and being curious about life, and don't drink too much in college. And that was a joke that was going to make all the parents laugh and all the kids groan. We wish you the best of luck on all your future endeavors, and we know that you will all be great. We love you all. Sincerely, random guy speaking at your graduation.
You mean Joey?
Me.
Oh, that was
congratulations,
so nice.
Everybody.
Sorry I wasn't a part of it. I was not aware we were going to do
that. That was a surprise graduation ceremony.
A surprise to me, too.
An impromptu ceremony. So congratulations, everybody.
Congratulations. And one thing I can say is I hope that you learn through this. You just got to ride the wave of life, because yep. That's the one thing that's uncertain, and you can't, nothing's promised, tomorrow's unpromised, so just be the best you can.
Wait, hold on, let me pause you there. Okay, continue.
Just be the best you can be every day.
So beautiful.
And that's it. I'm laughing now. I'm, congratulations, and all I can think about too is that once you're a dad, you're going to have so many dad jokes. Oh, my gosh.
You like my dad joke in there?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, you already have dad jokes, and you're not even a dad yet.
Yeah, no, I am fully becoming a dad already.
Dad!
I know. It's happening. Even how I'm responding to this is like, I know. I know. Yep. What can I tell you?
This is so funny.
And that is going to do it for today's good news episode. I'm so happy we got to do this. I'm so happy I'm feeling better. I was
Me
worried
too.
That what are we going to do about the podcast?
Yeah.
But
no, that was quick recovery.
Yeah, I know. I'm back. I'm feeling good. So thank you again, seriously, for everybody who reached out.
You guys are awesome. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. And I cannot wait to hang out with you guys on Wednesday with Grace.
We are going to have so much fun with Grace.
Yeah, that's going to, oh my gosh. And can I just say her voice, you might even fall asleep listening to the episode because her voice is so soothing.
Yeah.
And she talks like this all the time. She's like, yeah, She's like, everything is just so marvelous in Grace's world, and I absolutely love it. She's amazing. Actually, Grace and Bernardo were the first people that I locked eyes with when we were walking down the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were.
For me.
I think they were for me, too.
Because they were on the
prime
end.
Real estate. They were right there. Yeah. Yeah, we love Grace and Bernardo so, so much, and we're excited to talk to Grace. We haven't talked to her in a while. You have. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Grace and I are actually, we finished a book together recently that helps parents put their children to sleep. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions about hypnotherapy at all, feel free to send them over in the Joey and Amanda podcast Instagram.
Yes.
So yeah.
All right. We love you all so freaking much. Thank you so much for everything. And
everyone.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Have a great day, night, evening. Whatever's going on, wherever you are in the world. See you later. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.